Oh, right. What is the thing that we do? It's rowing.
I know.
Speed coach.
Speed coach, gosh. Yeah, so they have a lot of we all have NK stuff, and they actually are in our customer service hall of fame because their service department is so amazing. They will go to the ends of the earth to help you with your products, and
They really will.
they're the greatest. And Boathouse is same, they took a jacket back and removed a monogram and put another monogram on it for
Oh,
me. And
wow.
yeah, I mean, they just charged me like $35 or something. It was
Nice.
nothing, and it was so we gave that to our sculling sculling coordinator. But okay, well, let's go ahead with our session, and we hope they'll join us. If not, we'll have them on later in the week or next week. Alex
Cool.
James and John Strotback, we're just highlighting two of the rowing equipment companies that are doing this kind of thing. There are
Right, and
many
hopefully in the
more.
future, yeah, hopefully in the future we can talk to some more companies who are doing good stuff aside from the little masks you and I are making in our
Yeah, I know.
places.
I've made one and a half. No, I've made two so far, and now I'm getting a little bit faster, but
Now, are you using elastic? What are you using?
yeah, we're using a quarter inch elastic.
Ugh, be lucky.
There's a fabric store, and they get a supply it, and then they send it out on Facebook and email, and people like run down there and they grab it from outside the store, and it's
There's
pretty.
nothing where I live. I went and looked, there wasn't anything. So the 12 masks that I made, I had to do fabric straps.
Oh yeah.
And it like quadrupled the time it took to do
Aren't
one.
those a
But
pain? I know,
oh, they are.
especially if you're particular about your sewing. It's like,
Yeah, for sure. But my neighbor had some elastic because I said, listen, I've set up enough to make 25 masks. And I was like, I'm done. I can't do anymore. And they brought me elastic, so I think I'm gonna finish the masks. So
Good, good. Yeah,
yeah.
and someone was saying they were like disassembling old fitted sheets that they didn't use anymore. That elastic is perfect if it isn't
Oh, that's smart.
degraded, so
We went to our
anyway.
chiropractor and she had hair ties on hers. So that was weeks ago, but the hair ties were a great idea, I thought.
Yeah.
So,
So
great.
let's see. We have some just some I'll flash up some websites if anybody's watching live. And but anyway, we'll have a episode hashtag again. And Andreas, if you're watching, I'm going to ship your camera mount today. I can print my own postage, but he won our camera mount last month. And
Right.
but he because he posted our episode hashtag on social media, so
For
primarily
sure.
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. But if you have another one and we don't respond to your posting, just tag us, and we'll get back to you. And we then if we have more than a few, we'll have a drawing for our next item. So hopefully
Right.
something from Boathouse or NK or a JL or one of those companies that are doing great things out there.
Awesome, right.
Yeah, so we are actually, I'll remind people, we still do have sponsors, and we are part of the Rowing Chat Network, and there are several different podcasts, Faster
Lots of them
Masters.
now.
I
Yeah, you got lots
know.
of podcasts to go explore if you're not already doing the rowing.chat network. There's a
Yeah.
bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and if you're not rowing, this is a great opportunity to get connect with your club and see what they're doing. They might need help with something. I know CRI Community Rowing, where I rowing, we have a weekly the sculling group has a weekly chat on Zoom, and there's also the club has done a amazing website called Upstream, because we're the farthest upstream on the Charles River, I think that's. And so it's got yoga classes, strength training. It's all free, for people who go on the website, and oh, you can upload your rowing videos and have one of the coaches comment on them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's re I mean, there are a lot of CRI has a lot of resources. It's a big rowing club,
Yeah.
but this is just like, it's been magical, just, and it's brought people together in a way that They really didn't before. You know, they had kind of their own little communities and they'd go out rowing and very friendly place. But it's like now I'm aware of all these other people and what they're doing and what their skills are. So it was
That's,
really
I mean, I love, I've been doing website building and I just love the idea of building stuff that people use. I mean, sounds like a bored coach who wanted to play online building websites.
I know. We do what we can, you know.
Definitely not my, not me at all.
Oh,
Not at all.
I know. I can barely maintain my own. It's like, but anyway, we have sponsors and we love them and they help pay the bills. Rowing.chat/sponsors, and you can get discounts and deals there. One of them is Pregel Rowing Camps, and we hope that they will come back rearing strong. I think there will be a pent-up demand for Pregel camps because, you know, we're all like just going nuts and we want to get out rowing. We want to go to some
Right.
exotic places. So they are in the Czech Republic, right, Shannon?
Right. I'm thinking, man, where would I rather be right now than in my home office rowing? And fresh, I'd like to row in Europe. That'd be a whole much better. Look, I can't even do words anymore, Charlotte. I would be in a much better position if I were in Europe rowing right now. So, Pregel's on
I
my
know.
list of when we come out of quarantine.
I know. And All American Rowing Camps got a trip to Portugal that they canceled this spring, I think June maybe, and they're going to run it again in the fall if we're all coming out of this by
Right.
then. But
I love watching them on Instagram, actually. They're doing like driveway gyms. It
That's
it's
Mark's
really fun.
wife does he she's a
Is
rowing
it?
she's a running coach, and she they have three because I go to that camp, and they have three ergs in their garage, and so they bring them out, you know, and,
It's fun to watch them. It's kind of like, let's make lemonade out of these lemons.
they are so like that, and it's totally, you know, authentic.
I know, except that they posted some guacamole yesterday, and I thought that's just cruel because I haven't had guac in forever.
I got an Amazon Fresh order in, you know, and I
Nice.
did, but you don't get these delivery windows. It was a
Ah.
Whole Foods, so you know, like it's random. So you go on, and you might not get one, or you might get one. So I just panicked, and I said I ordered it. So I got these two little kind of very overripe avocados, and it was like gold, you know.
Well, we tried to. My husband grabbed some avocados last week and we got down to the last one and opened it up, and it was like 97% seed and then like a little bit of
Oh,
avocado. We're like, can this get any worse?
it's like you know that slow food movement, you know, like when you take a bite of some wonderful chocolate and you kind of savor it for several minutes or as long as you can. It's
Well,
like,
listen, I teach high school and we get a 25-minute lunch where we have to do
you
all of the
can't do
things.
that. You
Right.
can't do that. Anyway.
Let's go to our next sponsor.
Yeah, let's Pregel's great. Also, Rowing Tales. This is something you can use right now. It's
Oh,
a
yeah.
collection of stories. There are 3 years of worth of books now. Rebecca Caro, our executive producer at Rowing Chat and founder, collects these stories. So if you want to, you know, send her something now, that's fine. She will be building the 2020 version. God, what is 2020 gonna like the retrospective on 2020 in next December?
I have no
I
idea.
can only imagine. But anyway, the 2020 version, I'm sure will be very welcome. And my story is in the 2019 version. It's available now, and you can get all the ordering stuff at rowing.chat/sponsors. We'll move on to what NK and Boathouse are doing. Like I said,
Right.
we'll have them on later in the week. Maybe we'll just do a special
I think
interview
John
with
is
them.
trying to log in now. I got an
Oh,
email.
okay.
So,
Okay. Well, I will talk a little bit about NK and Boathouse, and then
yeah, I'm going to back off real quick and see if I can
okay.
get them online.
Good, good,
So I'm
good.
going to go
Yeah.
too.
John Stratback is attempting to come on. Sometimes the technology works and sometimes it is challenging. But NK is in Philadelphia. They have many different aspects to their company. But let me just do my yeah, here they are. Oh, Darn. My screen share was not working.
Here, how about that?
Yes, thank you. They have Kestrel, Blue Ocean, you know, all the megaphones, ambient, and they of course have the speed coach and the paddle and rowing monitoring devices for rugged waterproof sports performance electronics. Any luck with John?
Yeah, actually, John and Alex are both trying to get on. So let's see, maybe in a couple of minutes they'll.
Okay,
they have the link. Had a funky link.
I don't know. We'll just grab the link again, the invite link there, man. Yeah.
Already sent, fearless producer.
Good day. Good deal. Okay. Anyway, Alex James is the CEO of Nielsen Kellerman, as many people know. She's a very active rower, and in this company, she's working with another area manufacturer and local hospitals on a project to build face shields, face masks. And this weekend, the office team built 250 shields. With another 250 completed on Monday, so that's 500. Probably by now they have another whole bunch. These will be donated to area hospitals in Philadelphia.
I think we got John on. So Charlotte, let's bump ahead to Boathouse. Let's let John talk about all those amazing things.
Perfect. All right.
Welcome.
John's on.
John.
Hey.
Hey, John. Yeah. Yeah.
Am I?
Yep. We gotcha. Tell us, you know, we heard that you guys were doing some amazing stuff with your facilities there and face shields. Like, do you have this stuff? Is this material that you already have in the facility?
You mean Boathouse?
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
sorry.
No.
Oh, you're doing the masks, right?
Yeah, well, we're doing three different projects, but do you want me to sort of explain how we ended up here?
Yeah, first of all, is that you and that Shannon? Can we roll back up? Is that you?
That's me.
I thought so. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us how this came about and what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, as you're probably aware, Boathouse, our primary business is athletic teams and schools. And effective the 13th of March, when the Ivy League said all spring sports are canceled, we realized by the next day that the whole, you know, athletic world and institutional world, colleges, high schools, was going to be shut down. So we were effectively out of business.
Yeah.
We had got the management team together and figure out a plan to work at about half capacity to get us through the summer. And I think we implemented that on the 16th of March. And on the 19th, the governor of Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf, declared all businesses that are non-essential be closed. So that shut us down. We were forced to furlough virtually everybody in the company, including myself, just because we don't have that type of cash to support a couple of hundred people for very long. But we did commit to paying people through the end of March and healthcare through the end of April. Anyway, faced with a crisis, what are we going to do? So we started looking into masks, and then I was fortunate to have friends that are in the medical field and some nurses in particular. And if you want to understand anything in medicine, talk to the nurses.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah.
The nurses. Terry and Joan gave us the idea that hospitals are sitting on excess material that is used in surgical procedures.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I heard about that. That's one of the better fabrics, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's ideal for medical masks. But since elective surgeries are not allowed at all, and most other surgeries are being postponed, these materials are sitting idle. So we got a hold of some from one of the local hospitals in Philadelphia, and did a prototype the same day, sent it to them. They tested it. They approved it. We picked up enough sheets for 41,000 masks the next day and started production, and then shipped our first pallet last week. The materials are they call it surgical wrap or surgical.
Yeah.
Surgical wraps or surgical filters.
And it, so and that it's gets used, discarded before an operation, right? So it's,
you know, it's used in the operation room to keep the tools, the tools,
they unwrap sterile it.
And protect other things. So anyway, so those masks have been approved and we're delivering now to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and two other hospitals. And then concurrently, we started a project that we are doing with Jockey International to make surgical gowns and isolation gowns for hospital staff. These are FDA approved gowns, which we will start producing next week. Jockey International is providing us the fabric. They've actually also shipped in 10 machines to help us produce these. These are products that they used to make in the U.S., but 15 or more years ago shifted it originally to the Caribbean basin and then to China.
And Jockey is the underwear manufacturer or
the maker of Tidy Whiteys.
Tidy Whiteys. We all love them.
But they have, they make a lot of products, and they have been a, they have been a FEMA, a FEMA provider for decades. So this is a FEMA project, and our hope is to, we're setting up 10 cells now. We took our graphics manager, Meredith, who's actually the woman in that picture right there hanging the mask on the mannequin.
Wow.
Meredith has taken the lead on 10 teams where we need 3 to 4 people per team and hopefully can produce 50,000 gowns a week.
Gowns too? Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then the, and then the third is we started making cloth masks yesterday. So there's, as you know, there is a lot of demand, and the CDC is suggesting everybody wear some type of mask, if only to keep whatever is on their bodies close to them and away from others. So we started ramping up cloth masks and realized as soon as we did that, I assume as many as we can make, we will sell.
I wanted to remind people, if you're just tuning in, that we're talking to John Strapek, who's the CEO at Boathouse Sports. Is that the official name of your company? Boathouse Sports?
Well, the corporate name is Boathouse Row Sports Limited.
Okay, all right.
The business was originally started on or near Boathouse Row in Philadelphia, but generally we just go as Boathouse now.
And I just have to show you my Boathouse jacket.
Oh, beautiful.
And this, you're also in our Customer Service Hall of Fame, because I had one that was too big, my husband ordered, and I sent it back. You removed the monogram. And this was all like individual emails to someone. I can't remember who it was, but you put my sculling coordinator's name on the big jacket and made me another one.
So good.
Yeah, you guys are great. You know,
we always try to provide great service. I think if you have a great product and great service, you can't lose.
You can't lose.
In this day and age, with the shoe brands trying to buy up the entire athletic market, it's one of the things that keeps us ahead of the game, legitimate. And
well, I'd like to give you some recognition for that, because this is just, I mean, like, the rowing community has come together in an amazing way during this crisis. Instead of just like looking at our navels and getting depressed about not being able to row, we're doing stuff, you know, like, we're trying to do something productive.
Try to do the right thing.
Yeah. So I know my rowing club has done this amazing sort of website, web-based activities called Upstream Community Rowing. So I think you've been up here quite a bit.
Oh yeah, I've rowed on that boat quite a few times. Yeah. Speaking of rowing, I was I'm an assistant rowing coach at a local high school, which gets me out of the factory and gives me somebody to yell at that will actually listen.
Yeah.
But I've driven the Boathouse factory is a little bit northwest of the city, and the hospitals we're working with right now are all in the city, and I'm literally driving down either Kelly Drive or the Schuylkill going by the river every single day, and it's painful. And I've actually taken videos of the most stellar, perfect days in which somebody would want to row, where the river is flat and the cherry blossoms are blooming and there's not a soul on the river. It's
I know. Do we have Alex yet, Shannon?
I think we're still troubleshooting.
Okay. All right. If you talk to her, tell her we'll have her on later in the week. We can do a special session. So
okay, that's fine. For sure. Yeah. I was just thinking, could you imagine being a high school rower and the CEO of Boathouse is your assistant coach? Like, that's got to be pretty intimidating.
Yeah, I know. You would want to wear your uniform when you came to.
Yeah.
So what is the next for Boathouse, John? I mean, I know none of us can predict the future, but are you guys going to be able to start up again? And
So as you said, rowers tend to take action. And in this case, we took action, one, because it's the right thing to do, and the others because we wanted to get our people back to work.
For sure.
And we're actually confronted with a couple of possible constraints, both of which are very understandable as far as getting more people into the factory. Normally, this time of year, we probably have about 150 people sewing, and we're running the better part of two shifts. Mm-hmm. And currently, we only have about a third of our daytime workforce coming in, and the rest are a little, there's fear mm-hmm. of getting sick, which is legit. And the other are things that are complicated by the way in which the $2 trillion plan was put out there and what people can get from unemployment. I won't go deep into that, but it's made things very confusing.
You hear a lot of from different industries about that problem.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, our core business has always been colleges and high schools and prep schools and clubs. Mm-hmm. At the moment, they're all shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. You know, I my guess is it's 50-50 that most colleges reopen come fall.
Yeah, and, I think that's right.
You know, the more I read, the more I hear that it's going to be necessary for people to stay apart for a while,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really know what the team business is going to look like in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're going to plug along and try to build as much product and revenue as we can in the medical side and the masks and gowns and everything else and keep the business vital and expect the team business to come back, you know?
Yeah, well, we will do all we can to get the word out when you do, you know, so we'd love to help you.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we have over 12,000 downloads a month across the Rowing Tent Network. So, you know, we do have a little bit of a place to get the word out. And okay. I think we have Alex James on. Do you know Alex?
Yeah, I know Alex very well.
Okay.
We're both members of Vesper.
Alex, you guys get the Rowing Chat Hall of Fame too, because you know, just the amazing customer service that you have.
Well, thanks. We, you know, just like John, we're still in a competitive space, so we want to make sure people.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I'm just a little old lady rowing on the Charles River, you know. But whenever I call down there, they call me back. You know, like Joe Rakowski. I love that guy.
He's Joe's like, awesome.
He's And I just, you know, I'm not an elite rower. I just, you know, I'm just someone who uses a speed coach. And he's spent a lot of time with me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny at this point, rowing, which actually is a good thing for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Rowing is a portion of our business, but not all of our business.
Yeah. You guys, do you have an essential component to your, like?
We do. So mm-hmm. we are still running manufacturing Kestrel. So... In the Pennsylvania plant, we make all the rowing products, and we do still manufacture everything there, with the exception of wiring harnesses, which are made by partners in China.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because it's just really there's just not very much manufacturing of wiring harnesses with automation in the United States anymore, except for defense, which is really expensive. And those wiring harnesses are better than what we used to build by hand. But other than that, we build speed coaches, Cox boxes, megaphones,
right.
stroke coaches. That's all built in the NK factory. But we also make Kestrel handheld weather instruments.
Right.
And so those get used for firefighting, which actually the fire season is already starting up and they're very anxious about fighting fires in a COVID environment.
Yeah.
Because those guys have to work really closely together and they're packed into their safety gear all day long. Research, industrial safety, a lot of safety applications, heat stress, both people, which is somewhat athletic, but also industry, as well as animal production. Right now, we actually just shipped a whole bunch of units.
Oh, like for farmers who have cattle and stuff? Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, both cattle, cattle, sheep, pigs.
Wow.
They all, you know, I would like to say it's out of the spirit of affection for the animals, but it's really pretty much pure productivity.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you're talking making a beef cow fat or a dairy cow productive. Right. Too much heat is not a good thing. So.
Well, tell us about your face shield project and how, you know, I saw a posting from, I think it was Nielsen Kellerman.
Yeah.
You were looking for connections to
medical
places.
The first thing we did, and it's similar to what John did, you know, it's just sort of frustrating because you hear that there's demand out there and, you know, we've got capabilities. It is getting better. There are starting to be some resources in Pennsylvania. It's still more at the local level than at a federal level, but there are starting to be resources for connecting manufacturer capability with supply chain needs.
Good.
And so I first was looking at the ventilator supply chain with actually a pretty clear understanding it was going to be challenging to help there because those are FDA approved devices.
Yeah, I think that's the posting I saw, you know, you had.
Yeah, so, but, you know, we could have, we have two full surface mount lines for putting parts on printed circuit boards. And, but what wound up happening was another, woman CEO friend of mine that runs a contract manufacturing company, actually up closer to John. She's on the north side of Philadelphia. There was a design circulating that I think was originally come up with by a surgeon that used just stuff you could get off the shelf. Report covers and leather stripping and straps to make a perfectly functional face shield. And those are not something that needs to be FDA approved or any of that stuff. They're just functional personal protective devices. So the first thing we did was we went and cleared out Lowe's and Office Depot and bought all the stuff. And my work from home team came in over the weekend and we built 500 of them. And that's what those pictures are. Cool. And they were.
I love the one of the woman with the leather jacket. And she's like,
Corey's awesome. She's a total character.
She looks pretty badass.
She's actually also, you know, if you called for tech support, Corey's another person you would get.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, Corey's. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. Corey was a social worker before.
Wow.
And really burnt out. It's a tough, tough career. Mm-hmm. But she brought that same empathy to, and she's married to our lead test technician. Okay. So she has a pretty technical bent. She learned the products. She is amazing on the phone. She is so patient and helps people find their way.
I know. I've been so frustrated sometimes just because I haven't taken the time to learn my speed coach well enough. And, you know, they have a really good way of talking you down off your frustration. But anyway.
Yeah. So this, what happened was then I sort of put out the word and, you know, talked to people in supply chain at a couple of area hospitals. And I'm sure John's encountering the same thing. You know, basically what they said was, we have nothing. Anything you can get to us, we will take. So very short run, I ran those over to Temple, which is one of the, I think they have the most active caseload actually in Philadelphia. And St. Christopher's Children's Hospital, and actually the pediatric hospitals aren't being that seriously impacted, but I knew people there and they were begging, so they got some. But we're right now, we've got materials inbound to make 10,000 more, and we'll actually get the production lines ginned up doing that next week as soon as those materials arrive. I don't think this is going to be a long-term pivot. I think in the longer term, companies that can automate to make these are are going to do that, and the commodity price will come down.
Do you think in the future that companies that have converted to this type of manufacturing will then be able to ramp up again more quickly?
Well, I think there's going to be some interesting,
at least domestically,
a whole bunch of questions that this triggers. In answer to your question about whether it's worthwhile for companies to switch over, I think companies that this is a little bit closer to what they usually do. Yeah. Absolutely. I think the overall demand for face shields will remain much higher than it was before.
Sure.
It's a pretty, I think you're going to start seeing them in food service and
That's
a lot of industries
probably
where
true.
You don't see it now. Mm-hmm. So I think the demand is going to stay higher.
Are you making any of those, there's these plexiglass
the
boxes.
Intubation boxes.
Yeah, that they put their hands into.
Yeah, we don't actually. Mm. So it seems like it's mostly companies that make trade show display materials that are switching over to make those. It is not something, we don't have the ability to cut, bend, and weld acrylic, which is what those boxes are. But they're super cool, and I think, I know one of the Philadelphia area companies is doing that, and I think that they normally make displays.
Yeah.
You know, like when you see products displayed in a window or at a trade show, I think
got
that's
it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. John, did you have any comments for Alex or any additional thoughts here?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure that you and everybody that's online either now or in the future, Alex is a tremendous athlete, still winning races at her very young age, and she's much better rower today than I ever was. So
I've heard about Alex's prowess. Yes, yeah.
I wish I were as fast as her.
I'm very fortunate to get to row with a bunch of really fast women at Vesper, and we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, so that keeps you going, right? So you're both in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So that's good.
We're concerned that basically the minute they lift the quarantine, they're going to roll out the dredges because we've got to dredge the river this year.
That's right. Oh no, and then you won't be able to row.
Right. So they're trying to actually get the dredging started. They're trying to get an essential exemption for the for at least part of the dredging, so we can get some of it done while we are locked off the river anyway.
Yeah.
I'm pessimistic that's going to work out that neatly.
I had forgot about that whole thing. You know, we covered it last fall or something, and you know, there's all these things that you don't think about. Yeah,
need the dredging, and you know, it's a pretty, you know, it used to be something that the Army Corps of Engineers had funding to cover. They no longer do. It's not navigable waters. So the Philadelphia rowing and water sports community, including the universities and the city and the boathouses and individuals, raised, how much money was it, John? It's a lot.
Well, I think the whole project, $6 million, but I don't know where all the funding came from personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the clubs down there doing? We have a few more minutes and there's more to say, but some of the clubs, are they doing online stuff or what?
Yeah, I think every club's doing a different thing. I mean, I know Vesper, the building's closed. I know some clubs, the buildings are still open, but very few.
Mm-hmm.
By and large, there's just nothing. The Upper Schuylkill, actually, people are paddling.
Yep.
So, and there's public ramps where you can launch. And I guess if you could get your single out of the boathouse and get it up there, you could row.
But. Right. Yeah. I have mine in my yard. It's kind of like a yard ornament right now, but it hasn't been warm enough to really get out yet.
Gosh, we've had gorgeous weather. It's
really?
Killing us. Oh, killing us. It's been beautiful. Kind of windy. We've had a lot of wind this
spring. Yeah. I mean, we would have been out, but probably in our cold squad, we call it the cold quad squad at CRI. You know, we
what's that mean? Short row and hot chocolate quickly.
our 4-hour rule, I think, has been lifted for a month.
Yeah.
So our water warmed up and it's been pretty warm out.
So they're discouraging us from taking singles out at that ramp there at CRI, but I suppose that I could take it out to the Concord River or something and do a wet launch. I don't know.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, you know, the kind of circle back to the sort of what do I think the long-term ramifications mm-hmm. might be. You know, John and I are both stubborn U.S. manufacturers, and you indeed need to be stubborn to do what we do. We're mm-hmm. both making products that in spaces and industries that have moved almost entirely offshore. And, you know, part of our focus has always been to deliver higher value products on short lead times, which is what domestic manufacturing is good for. And, you know, it became very, very clear through this process that entirely offshoring your critical medical supply chain was not a great idea. But, you know, the flip side of that is government spenders are expected to get the best value for money that they can. And we also sell into the defense industry, and you do see people in the defense industry that have gotten used to being able to charge, in my view, an uncompetitive price because they're in a protected contracting area. And I don't think we should wind up there either. I don't think people should be able to charge 3, 4, 5 times because they've got protected contract set aside.
Like the $300 cameras or $300 hammers that Boeing was buying.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be an interesting space to, it's going to take some real leadership to figure out how to strike that balance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, John's projecting that there will be some emphasis on keeping some of this manufacturing domestic and that that offers mm-hmm. long-term opportunity for Boathouse, and I really hope it does.
Well, it could be good for the country as a whole.
No, I think like you, Alex, I mean, it's all going to, it's a commodity. And I think that, I mean, certainly for us, we would never be able to compete making medical supplies. There's just too much. Even, you know, the project we're doing with Jockey, I know they're simultaneously setting up a big factory down in Mexico, but they can't get it online for 6 weeks. So they're using Boathouse because we can fill the gap between 6 weeks from now and today, you know?
Yeah, NPR interviewed a guy who has a domestic plant, and he makes face masks, and he's ramped up as much as he possibly can. And he says that normal times, 100% of his sales go direct to private customers. He bids on every government contract, and he always loses to Mexico.
Wow.
And of course, now they're coming to him begging for him to make more. And he said, you know, the last time this came up, which was 9/11, he almost bankrupted his company, trying to scale up to meet government demand, did pay to scale up, bought machines, hired people. And then as soon as the short-term demand went away, they went right back to offshoring and outsourcing to the cheapest supplier. And
that's fascinating.
And then he had to ramp down his factory. So you can't do that. You cannot expect private industry to do that. We can't afford it.
There has to be some support from the government.
Yeah.
Policy decisions.
You know, anything, I really, I have a ton of friends that work in healthcare.
Yeah.
And they're just terrified. They're terrified every day going to work. This, you know, and whatever we can do to fill that gap, we're happy to do. So,
well, bless you, both of you. Yeah, it's not just, you know, an opportunity. It's a, you know, kind of a calling that you're
carrying out. No, it's the right thing to help.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and we will keep. You know, keep us posted on how it's going and like how we can help get the word out about stuff. And
we are posting lots of online video support, online video education tools. So now is the time to learn how to use that speed coach.
Absolutely. I know. I'm such an idiot.
If you're not in the boat,
I'm so incompetent. No, I'll just carry it or I'll shake it. You know. listen, I will. I put up your Instagram and Twitter stuff for both companies, Boathouse Sports and NK Rowing. So please follow them if you're listening. Boathouse Sports and NK_Rowing. Today's hashtag is RRUSA Retrofit. Thanks to Shannon, our assistant producer, who Rise and Retrofit is the name of our episode. So we got it. So
rise to the challenge.
Yeah, so if you use that hashtag on social media, you can win some stuff. Hopefully, maybe a mask from Boathouse and a face shield from
and NK.
What's that?
Or some trow or something that you'll need shortly.
Trow.
In the future,
God.
I hope.
Yeah. Well, Shannon's convinced me that unis are the way to go. I've never worn one, but.
They're so comfortable.
I know.
They are much more, particularly the spaghetti strap uni. I'm a big spaghetti
strap. I better work on my upper body.
They don't squish you as much.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Yeah.
The heavyweight in me just cannot handle the spaghetti straps right now.
Well, I'm no lightweight, believe me.
I wouldn't even dare put a uni suit on.
We could have a little fashion show at the end of all this. Like, who cares? You know, it's just.
Yeah,
okay, Shannon.
I'm going to try right now to get on the erg, but I can only face that thing once a week. So.
Right. Well, bless you for doing that. And we will go into our little outro here and hopefully have you both back. I really want to keep track of what you're doing and help, you know, get the word out when you're back to doing what you prefer doing. But okay, we have our rowing club. We're next week, right, Shannon? We're going to do club spotlight. So any clubs out there who are doing something really cool during this crisis, you know, helping their members get active or stay sane, you know, one or the other. I know Community Rowing has this upstream website that they're putting lots of different activities on. We have in the show notes, we'll have a link to our club news form. And we also are never, there are never too many gadgets for us.
Right. Especially right now, like Charlotte needs to learn how to use her speed coach.
I need a little,
go ahead.
Yeah. There's just like anything from just a little, spacer wrench to a more elaborate thing. We just love to hear what helps you with your rowing. And we have our fabulous sponsors who are keeping us on the air, on the internets. What else do I need to say, Shannon? Oh, we have...
Today's hashtag, like you mentioned, is RRUSA Retrofit, because we're so proud of our industry for retrofitting and rising to the challenge.
Yes.
And doing what we can. You guys missed mine and Charlotte's conversation about our handmade fabric face masks. They're something to behold, I'm going to tell you what. But
there's a few threads sticking out the sides of it.
Mine look like an old lady quilt, but whatever. Hopefully they work.
Yeah, they're better than nothing.
So discuss on social media, because you're probably on your devices much more this recently than you used to be. We love to hear from you. And then Charlotte, tell us a little bit about you before we close out.
Yep, Pierce Press. I'm still doing my publishing activities. I've got some rowing related books coming up and some sustainable and environmental books, mostly nonfiction. I'm happy to take inquiries about manuscripts that you have, including alternative education, like which could include great coaching innovations. So if you have a book idea, get a hold of me.
Great. I'm Shannon, and I coach at Hampton High School. Well, I did before we were indefinitely paused, so no spring season for us. But if you guys are ever in Middle Georgia, come visit. We'd love to see you.
And you can't even go on vacation you can't even go to a resort in your spring vacation right now.
Eventually, we'll be able to again.
I heard in the news that Georgia reopened their beaches yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that.
We're not going to talk about that.
many states are doing different experiments. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see how they work.
But we're all like, this just teaches us we're all in this together. We all breathe the same air, you know? We all touch the same things. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So we got Pride Month coming up in June.
In June, yeah. I'm pretty excited about that. We're, like we said, next week we're going to talk to some clubs or about some clubs. So please send us some good information and always gadgets and gear and whatever comes up. Because I think the thing that we've learned is you never know what's coming. Like hour to hour, things are going to change. You never know.
We will only survive and thrive again by helping each other. That's just... bottom line, whether it's your neighbor or, you know, a company like Boathouse or NK that's rising to the occasion to help the medical industry. So thanks.
And
Roll
we did,
up.
Hmm? Yeah, we did have one. Somebody left us an awesome note, you guys. Terry Aww. Britton said it was entirely awesome and fascinating. So thank you guys so much for being on the show today.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Shannon.
We'll have you back.
Shannon, thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right.
Carry on. Take care. Bye.
Ciao. Bye.